Good morning, 8:37. Paul Martin in for Jason McKay today. He will be back in tomorrow. Today, of course, is a Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day that we set aside to think about Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, he spoke many messages. Of course, I Have a Dream, and that was a critical message, not only for then, but for today. But also he talked about, the segregated church hour and the importance of bringing people together. Because also, it was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. He was a pastor. He studied the Bible, and he wanted us to live as the body of Christ. So I thought I would invite an area pastor to join us this morning with some of his thoughts on how we're doing. Pastor Tyrus Chisholm, pastor of New Mount Annie Baptist Church in Soddy Daisy. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Well, as you think about the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King and the things that he wanted to see in the church community and the body of Christ, how do you think that we're doing here January the 16th, 2017? That's over 50 years since he talked about that segregated hour. What do you think?
I think there have been some improvements, definitely, but obviously we still have a long way to go. And I think that it's very important that the church, the body of Christ, that we be honest and we be, fair in terms of how we perceive the status of the reconciliation movement, and recognize that we do have a lot to do and a long way to progress.
Well, what things that have you seen that the body of Christ have tried to do as part of a reconciliation that have worked, and maybe some that have kind of missed the mark?
Well, I think that, joint ventures of ministry and outreach have been very fruitful. I think that, joining hands and walking in one spirit to reach the world for Christ has been successful in some areas. However, I think that we still have some work to do. We still need to make sure that we project in a practical way the positional unity that we have in Jesus Christ. Paul told the Galatian church that we're all children of God by faith in Jesus Christ, and that we, since we've been baptized into Christ, that we need to put him on, that we need to practice that unity in a way that the world can see it. At our present day, racism and division is a very hot topic, obviously. And with the political scene and the changes in our government and here in America, it's very vital that the Church of Jesus Christ on every level seek to project the spirit of unity that Christ has created within us.
Well, what are some things that you think that we could do, maybe that we haven't done yet, either as the local church, not just, the body of Christ globally, but right here in the church that I attend, the church that you pastor, as well as individual members of your own congregation? Maybe if someone came to you and said, Pastor, I want to be able to kind of help bridge this racial divide, what can I do myself with people I know or maybe people that I don't know yet?
I think that it's internal. The starting place is internal. I think that it starts with recognizing that Christ Jesus is our culture. You go to the book of Galatians, and Paul talks about the walls that Christ, the gospel of Christ, breaks down. We need to reflect that. We need to reflect that from an internal point of view, that I don't need to jettison my pride and my heritage or in my culture or my nationality or any of those things. But Christ and his mandates, his message, comes first. And when we start looking at our relationships from that vantage point, and we start respecting each other as equal spiritually in terms of our sonship in Jesus Christ, that we have the same Father, then that's the basic, most important, most essential place for us to start. And then it takes an intentional mentality, an attitude that says, I want to join hands. I don't need to stop being what I am, but I need to understand that in Christ Jesus, I'm much more than what I used to be, and that in that light, we can do some really great things through the power of the Holy Spirit in accordance with the Word of God to make a difference and to give the world a picture of what Christ is all about and what the gospel is really all about.
You know, Pastor, it's interesting how what you have said fits with earlier pastor. I was speaking with a pastor of a white congregation who has kind of a time where every year he invites other pastors who are African-American to come into his church. He said, you know what, I realized I knew these people as brothers, they were my friends, but I had never invited someone who was of a different background than me into my pulpit. And so that's part of his effort. Well, we talked about just exactly what you said. It's not that maybe there's hate there, but there's just maybe a lack of intention to join together and say, you know what, I love you, and I want to show you that love in this way.
That's very, very, very important. Again, you know, the world is watching. Jesus said, let your light so shine so that men may see your good works. If we're not living in a way that demonstrates the radical change that the gospel brings into a person's heart, if we're not showing the reality of a regenerated spirit in Jesus Christ, then we're out of order. All the other things that we do really are inconsequential. So unity is a very, very important focus for us to have. And I think, again, at this critical moment in our history, as we see the presidential changes and the mentality of fear and the inherent division that seems to be amplified in the minds of so many people, the church has a great opportunity right now to stand up and to make a difference by demonstrating that those who walk in Christ are different in the most wonderfully, most lovely, and most powerful way as we live out the life of Christ, as Christ lives his life out in us through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, this is Pastor Tyrus Chisholm of Pastor New Mount Ebony Baptist Church in Saudi Daisy. Pastor, I'm sure they could probably find that online, but would you mind to share the address of your church with us?
Well, you can reach us at P.O. Box 370, Saudi Daisy, Tennessee, 37379. We're located on New Mount Ebony Church Road. It's a very short road. You can just GPS us, and you can find us very easily.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing your heart and your perspective, and I encourage folks to look for, maybe that church in Saudi Daisy is a little far for you, but look for brothers and sisters, maybe of a different background. Maybe you come from an African-American perspective. Look for someone who's white. Someone who's white. Look across the aisle. It's not just those two races, but see how we can represent the body of Christ best by our love, unity. I love what you said, Pastor, about you talked about, not rejecting the culture. I thought about what Paul talked about being the parts of the body. We think about maybe the gifts in that particular context, but how we can also bring our different cultures together as the one culture, the part of who Jesus is, the Jesus culture, if you will.
All under the umbrella of Christ.
Amen.
His person, his character, his mandates, that should be our focus.
Amen.
That should be our focus.
Well, thanks for sharing with us this morning. We appreciate you.
God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.